Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex. And today's psalm is Psalm 53, which is a psalm of David. We're going to read the psalm twice, first in the English Standard Version, and we're going to read it for the second time in the New International Reader's Version. And this is a shorter psalm, coming in at only 6 verses. So let's read together from the ESV, Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? There they are in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. And now we read the same psalm again, Psalm 53, but from the New International Reader's Version, which is a reader-friendly version. Foolish people say in their hearts, "There is no God." They do all kinds of horrible and evil things. No one does anything good. God looks down from heaven on all people. He wants to see if there are any who understand. He wants to see if there are any who trust in God. All of them have turned away. They have all become evil. No one does anything good, no one at all. Don't these people who do evil know anything? They eat up my people as if they were eating bread. They never call out to God for help. Just look at them, they are filled with terror even when there is nothing to be afraid of. People of Israel, God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame because God hated them. How I pray that the God who saves Israel will come out of Zion. God will bless his people with great success again. Then let the people of Jacob be filled with joy. Let Israel be glad. This was Psalm 53, and on reading it, it reminded me of another psalm, and so I just looked it up, and it's almost identical to Psalm 14, and as it was such a short psalm, I'm also going to read out Psalm 14 today. Let's see if we can see any similarities. This is Psalm 14 from the New International Version. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt, their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. And Psalm 14 is also a psalm of David, and they're very, very similar. And I wonder why they're so similar. I can speculate. So perhaps this song, so you might remember the psalms are poems and songs to be sung. Perhaps this song was particularly popular. Maybe they're like different verses of the same song. I think they're probably going to have been sung to the same tune. But they both start off with foolish people in their hearts say there is no God. A fool throughout the Bible is someone who doesn't think about God or regard God or fear the Lord. And what else do we know about them? Well, they don't even call on God when they are in trouble. And the Bible describes this as a foolish thing to do. When we're in trouble, when we try and fix it all on our own without consulting God, that is not the best course of action. Trust that God can guide us and that God can help us. We've also got this verse about everyone having turned away and everyone having become evil. Well, we know later on that God still has his people, that he still saves people. So how can everyone be evil, but also some people seem to be righteous or be saved? Well, I suggest those who are saved are the ones who do turn to him, who don't try and deal with everything on their own. Verse 5 says, look at them, they're filled with terror even when there is nothing to be afraid of. Which reminds me of the verse which says that the wicked run even when no one pursues them. Whether it's because of paranoia or fear of other people, we see this time and time again. Especially people with great wealth building up bigger fences and trying to make sure that they can keep hold of everything. It seems that paranoia is becoming more and more popular these days. But when we trust in the Lord, we can trust that he will look after us, that he will provide for us. So let's pray that the God who saves will be known in all the earth. We get this phrase, I pray that the God who saves Israel will come out of Zion. That doesn't mean that he'll no longer be in Zion, but it means that we want to see God's salvation everywhere. For God to restore people everywhere and for all people to turn to him. So today we have read two psalms with only a small difference between them. Psalm 53, which talks about people running away when nothing chases them, that God defends his people. And Psalm 14, which is almost the same, but talks about evildoers frustrating the plans of the poor, but the Lord looking after the poor. So the Lord looks after the poor. He looks after us also in times of conflict and times of war. Let's pray that we would see God be known in all the earth. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. You've listened to Psalms 53 and Psalm 14 today. God bless you and goodbye.